Well, I fully support resistance, absolutely. We see in Sligo, and they were very successful in Sligo, and we see different parts of the country, in Cork and in Dublin. People have been very active on their housing estates and obstructing Irish Water's teams going in there to install water meters. I would fully support that.
And I've also seen in social media some rumours of people vandalising the water meters once they've been installed. Surely you wouldn't encourage that?
Well, look, Barry, at the end of the day, sometimes you need to destroy something to protect something. And if people believe to go out and destroy or vandalise water meters that has been installed at the end of their roads to protect their water and not to go into the hands of multinational companies eventually, absolutely, I wouldn't be condemning anybody. If anything, I'd be supporting it and supporting the people in that.
But you're an elected representative. Surely, as an elected representative, you shouldn't be encouraging people to break the law.
Look, Barry, I got elected because the people wanted me to take a stand and to work on local issues, to work on national issues, and so on and so forth. And for me, I will do anything that I believe is in the best interest of our community and the best interest of this county and the country. And I believe to oppose Irish Water, the installation of the meters, if people choose to oppose it, or else to remove the meters after they're installed. Of course, as somebody who's been politically active for years and years, I'm hardly going to change now just because I'm a councillor. So if people want to organise resistance, they'll have my full support.